Well, hello guys. Now, here's a femon who's 21 years of age. And the paper reporting this story actually stuck their neck out a bit. They actually called her a manipulative femon predator, as she's had sexual contact with a very young teen boy. Usually they turn them into celebrities, don't they? And of course, a lot of people may be wondering, why is it happening so often now? Like femon teachers or femons being caught? And why are they doing it now? Well, they've always been doing it. And the reason you hear more of it is because young boys are realizing it's wrong and speaking up about it. Because young boys are very easy prey for femons. And these femons know it. Anyway, this femon sent sexual explicit texts to this boy and befriended him and got him to perform sex acts on her. This went on for a few months until the young boy had enough courage to tell his parents about it. The femon denied the charges and said that he was the one that forced her. You see, guys, first reaction of a femon is to lie. But I guess the evidence was so much that she had to actually plead guilty. And surprisingly, she was jailed for 4 years and put on the sex register for indefinitely. This is a more realistic sentence. As you know, most of the time they don't even go to jail at all. But if a male does it, it's a serious crime. If a femon does it, it's just a misdemeanor. And of course, as we've seen time and time again, femons play the victimhood card all the time, when really it's the other people that are the victim of the femon. And this young boy made a victim statement as well, in saying that he can't trust any femons at all. Well, at least it's taught him something of value. Femons lie and deceive all the time. Never trust a femon. Take it easy, fellas.